Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. It's Percy Ihara here every Sunday morning. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you again, guys, for listening to the show and telling your friends about it, because I know people going on the web. When I see guys Sunday at golf, they tell me, oh, they love the show. I said, what are you doing here golfing? He goes, I don't tape the show live. I tape it during the week like we're doing today. It's just easier, guys. And, you know, it's so funny. I when I first started, we did live, and people would call in with some of the craziest questions. And I was like, okay, we don't need that anymore. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening on your Spectrum TV channel on TV 883. And also, thanks for going to our website, generations808.com, to listen to all our podcasts. Look at the topic you're looking for, because I get that all the time. Where do I hear it from? Generations808.com. You know, very popular is Medicare, Alzheimer's, caregiving, personal stories, cancer. So please tune in. Please tell your friends, because we're a wealth of information. So thank you very much for reaching out to me. Today was interesting. I've heard about these people for, how long have you been around, Annie? A couple years? 3 years?
3 years.
About a year ago or so. I forget where I saw you. I think I saw online, and I think when you started, I heard about you. It's called Aloha Diaper Bank, guys. And when you hear that Aloha Diaper Bank, like I did, like, wow, okay, diapers. So what do we do with diapers? So. Annie Komatsubara, are you the founder, originator?
We're the founders. Aloha Bank. Right now, executive director for Aloha Diaper Bank.
So give us a little bit of background. Mm. Well, first of all, did you work downtown?
No, I've never worked downtown. I've always been in the retail industry.
Retail?
So it came from the retail industry.
Like where? Buyer, where retail?
Waikiki Trader Corp. So we're in the tourist industry. Tori Richards. Yeah.
You worked at Tori Richards?
That's my background.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love Tori Richards' shirt.
Yeah. My husband's in the industry, too. He's a distributor. So we're still in the local market industry.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So you're, so if you had the retail background, that's very good for what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you basically have to continually market yourself, right?
Right.
So give our audience, our listeners, what Aloha Diaper Bank is and when it started.
So we started about 3 years ago, and we saw a need as a mom. I'm a mom of three girls, and I saw a need in Hawaii for diapers. It started a simple story.
Wait, you have grandkids that needed diapers?
Yeah, well, just my kids, you know. So well, I'm part of Moms on a Mission Hawaii also.
Moms
on a Mission Hawaii.
Moms on a Mission.
Yeah, so we were looking for and trying to educate moms that just needed education on different things. Ho'olenapua is a great nonprofit out there that helps to educate moms on human trafficking and what's going on out there. So we were doing that, and then we were looking for needs, different needs that moms needed, and lo and behold, it was a diaper need. I had visited Las Vegas, where my mother lives. My parents transplanted to Vegas 31
really?
Years ago.
31 years
31
ago?
31 years ago.
Wow.
So they've been there ever since. Still there.
Wow. That's
still there.
I mean, not unusual, because people talk about it all the time, but mm-hmm. It is.
It is. They, you know, it was the boom, right, at that time. So they transplant. So I go often to visit. And I was there and happened to be with a gal who's a local girl, social worker in Las Vegas, telling me about this dad who had three children under the age of five that his wife left him with these three kids. They were special needs children, but could not get diapers. Now, she is a social worker. Her hands are tied. She could not give the diapers herself to them. So I said, I'm a mom on a mission from Hawaii. I can go get you diapers. So I got two other.
What do you mean? You went to go buy them?
Yeah. So we went to a Walmart and bought a couple cases. And I said, you know what?
Wow.
This is from us,
Annie.
From Hawaii.
Good for you.
So when I did that, I came back home. I go, wow, I wonder what Hawaii's diaper need is like. What are low-income moms or dads or who are in that kind of situation do? So I looked it up. Hawaii didn't have one. There was a
didn't
little.
Didn't have a diaper bank.
You didn't have a diaper bank. There was a small one on the island of Hawaii, a smaller one that was also kind of starting up at the same time we were. Jumped on, looked for a national support. I found the National Diaper Bank. Can you believe it?
Really?
There's a national.
There's a national diaper bank.
So there's 250 diaper banks around the nation, but Hawaii never had one.
Wow.
So I said, okay,
Annie,
so.
Good for you.
We jumped on a plane, went to Atlanta, got trained under the National Diaper Bank, came here. And they do keiki or children diapers. They also do adult, but we thought, okay, let's start with the kids first. We got to start one step at a time.
Right.
So we came back and we did that, and automatically we named it Aloha Diaper Bank just to show the love. Right.
Great name.
Right. One in three children suffer from diaper need or diaper insufficiencies.
Is that because of low income or single moms?
Low income. Yeah. Low income. And then, of course, in crisis or, you know, homeless.
Sure.
Right. So those are our three things that we focused on. And then it was such an easy thing. We are the diaper bank. And then what we do is we work with partners that actually work with the families. So that's
all
basically
all the nonprofit social workers, case manager.
Mm-hmm. That's in a nutshell how we got started. Wow. It was like, wow.
Really?
Wow. It's something, and people never heard of us, you know. We had to explain to us, explain to people, we're like a food bank, but we only do diapers. So that's our mission.
Yeah.
Our mission is to have people drive diapers for us, and either do a diaper drive, like a food drive,
get people to donate the diapers.
Donate the diapers or dollars, either or.
Donations.
Right? And then we turn around, we looked for partner agency. I'm like, okay, who could be our partner agency? Keiki o Ka'aina was our first. She's like, I can do this. Let us partner.
I worked with her 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When she was in the restaurant business.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, my daughter even partook of Keiki o Ka'aina when they were, you know, I took her to that preschool. So she was the first, and now we've expanded to 24 different agencies. So we've expanded a lot. We're just the diaper getters. They go into the homes. Of course, COVID hit.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, we went out in the streets and we gave away to 500 families diapers. So we went to Windward Mall. We were up there at Sears just handing out diapers.
Wow.
So it's been an awesome journey, and it's evolving now.
I was asking when I first heard about it. Of course, obviously, people think about Keiki.
Mm-hmm.
And so what have you done for our kupuna?
So what happened was we were Aloha Diaper Bank, and I met Brickwood Galateria at Kupuna Power. And he said, let me do something. How can we, kupuna, help you? So we did an event called Kupuna Love Our Keiki. We did that event, and we amassed 20,000 diapers in a week from all the kupuna. But we also got 5,000 kupuna diapers. We weren't going to turn away any diaper. So we got these 5,000 diapers. And then I thought, wow, okay, this is an area that we didn't know we should go into. Because I was under the assumption that Medicaid and Medicare, you know, would supply those things, right? And then I was educated on a lot of people don't.
When did you start working with the kupuna?
So 7 months ago, we started working with the kupuna. And since then, we've given away 20,000 diapers to kupuna. So how our kupuna program works is a lot of kupuna kids will bring in their
parents. After their parents passes away.
Right. After they pass, they've got, like, what am I going to do with all of this?
Yeah. We did the same thing with my wife.
I want to give it to you. Right. So we're at Windward Mall right there next to Ross, and we have constantly every day people bringing in mom pass.
Is that the only location now?
That's our main location here in Oahu. And then we do have a pantry in Maui, and we have a pantry in Kauai.
Is that with Aloha Diaper, your group?
Yes, Aloha Diaper Bank Pantry Maui, Aloha Diaper Bank Pantry Kauai, in Lehui and in...
So I'm a guy.
Yes.
Even though I have a son, he started late. A couple of friends of mine started early, like in the 20s, and a couple of my friends started in the 40s. Like, I had my son in 44, and when I was talking to my friend just the other day about having, he had his daughter 24. I thought, when I hear these stories, I can think to myself, man, when I was 24, I don't think I could afford to have a kid,
right?
Let alone pay for a private school or.
Right.
I'm a believer. I don't believe in getting married early because I've seen too many of my friends get married early and divorced by the time they're 30 or 40, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I did not want to raise my son as a single parent, mm-hmm. you know, or have my son have a single parent there. So financially, I can imagine mm-hmm. the need, but mm-hmm. can I ask this kind of a dumb mm-hmm. question from a guy? Mm-hmm. What does a pack of diapers cost?
Right now it's going up. Just to let you of course of inflation, but a pack of diapers, okay, maybe like 30 diapers, like $20.
And you run through like three or four a day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. So nobody uses those cotton diapers anymore?
Some people do, which is great. It is great. You know, so are the ones that can't afford to maintain
wash it,
you know, change it. Because your kids are only in it for, maybe 7-8 months, yeah. right? Nine months. And they start, you know, hopefully start potty training by then. But there are low income. They have an ongoing problem, right?
So a pack of 30 for $20.
Mm-hmm.
So you do through three or four a day. That lasts only a week.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about $80 a month minimum.
Right. Right now, probably $130 a month.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Because of inflation. Just for diapers?
Right.
Yeah. Not even cost of food.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of parents who are in that low-income situation are going to choose food versus a diaper. So now we're dealing with a health issue where a baby can stay in a diaper all day.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if you're not, you know, you're going to leave them there and then which causes health issues, right?
Absolutely.
Rash and all of those other things. And a diaper, I mean, it seems so insignificant, but a diaper too can cause a lot of stress on a mother, husband.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, on the family unit itself. So our mission is to take that stress away. Take that stress away from the mother, take it away from the father, take it away from the child. You know, the bottom line is a child's safety and health, right? So, yeah. So it changes the dynamics of a family, and that's what's important. And just adult diapers as well. I mean, they have to deal with so much other things and to deal with a diaper.
Well, like I said, from a guy's point of view, and I don't know if the guys are listening or your wives or your female, you think it's very insignificant, mm-hmm. a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add up the cost, the reality, you know, I always try, because this is radio, you only hear my voice, is that we're trying to paint a picture of what the reality of life is. And if you're looking at spending a minimum $100 a month mm-hmm. just on diapers,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, I never thought about that. Because like I said, I didn't have to start having kids until later, so I was a little more emotionally, financially, more secure, especially with my wife. But I can't imagine in 20s doing that, you know. I have a few families that they have six kids.
Right. And a couple of them are in diapers, right?
But one. twins. You right. know, today, if you do in vitro,
mm-hmm.
it's almost a guarantee you're going to have twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
We see a lot of them.
Yeah.
We see a lot, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, wow, I never thought about $100 a month mm-hmm. just for diapers, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So can you, you know, just for our listeners, because, guys, this will be on our website in about a week or less. What kind of location, when you distribute,
mm-hmm.
how do you distribute that? Do they call you up? Do they go to the nonprofit?
Yeah, they can call us up. They can go to our website and then email us info@alohadiaperbank.org. They can do that. They can come down to Woodward Mall and see us. We're there 6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays, but we're there from 10 in the morning till 3 most of the days. And we distribute.
What about the weekends?
Weekends, we're Saturday, Sunday. From Saturdays, we're there till 5. So 10 to 5, and then Sunday, 10 to 3. So we're there. Come to Open Market and come visit us.
You have Open Market at Woodward Mall?
Yeah, they
what
have
Open
Market
Mall?
Wednesday, Open Market from 2 to 6, and then Sundays. Yeah.
Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Open Market.
I love.
Oh, yeah.
I try to go once a week if I can. Yeah. Well, my wife does for sure. But I love just to walk around.
Mm-hmm. We do a couple of things. We do some fun things there.
I wish they would let you bring your dog. Because before, you know, I used to go to Diamond Head Market before it got busy.
Yeah.
Walk that dog, beautiful. Walk over the dog park next door to Diamond Head. Now, no way. It's too crowded. Well, it's coming back now. But We're here with Aloha Diaper Bank, Annie Komatsu. What's your phone number? We'll give it again later. What's the phone number best to reach for you at?
Best to reach us through our website. So that's
if they don't have internet service or
yeah, Yeah.
What's the phone number?
Oh, our phone number is, you know what, just change it and let me get that for you in a second.
Just want to be able to service everybody because some people don't have phone or internet service. We'll get that later on.
Yeah.
What are some of the can you list some of the nonprofits that you work with?
So we work with 24, Keiki Oka Aina, Catholic Charities. We work with Goodwill. We work with a lot of different ones at Goodwill. HCAP, which is the Head Start program. We work with PACT, which is a PACT program.
Where is that,
parents.
Parents and children?
Yep.
What about the parent, the family one out in Ever Beach? Is that the one?
Ever Beach is Child and Family Services.
Family Service,
we work with them. We work with Hihile Project, which is in peace on the Waianae Coast. Keiki Oka Aina is all over, too. They're on different islands as well. And, Catholic.
So, Chinese. What's Caring for Hawaii's Neonates?
Caring for Hawaii's Neonates is Leilani Ka'ahuanu. She is the founder of that. So the neonates that come out of the hospital, she will care for them, and that's also a nonprofit. So we supply diapers to them as well.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And one of the places that we supply diapers to is a nonprofit on the island of Kauai, and they service the homestead there, which is the Ni'ihau homestead as well as the in Kauai.
In Kauai,
Their people are there. So we supply diapers. Adults, actually, diapers there have really, really grown.
Yeah, so guys, if you're listening, wanting to know senior stuff, we're going to cover senior diapers in a little bit and maybe the second half of the show. But it for you folks listening that may have grandkids or even kids, this is a huge problem. Or if you have relatives that may be in need. I saw this. What's Family Promise Hawaii?
Family Promise is a homeless shelter in Kaka'ako. Not Kaka'ako. I'm sorry. They're near Laliliha Bakery on Ala Street. So what Family Promise does is they'll take a homeless family and shelter them for the day, and then they go to different places at night. So we supply them. Okay, so I have that phone number if you like it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is 808-762-0364.
And who answers that phone?
That's us at Aloha Diaper Bank. So we will answer the phone there. So if you are in need, you can call us. And what we will do is help to, if you're in crisis, we'll have you come down or get some diapers to you. And then after that, we will get you to one of our partners that can help you.
Well, I didn't know Keiki Oka Aina is on Maui, Kauai, and Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kukuo Kili Valley.
And they're in Kona, too. Kukuo Kili Valley is a big one. KKV. Yes, that's another big one for us, too.
Now, that's the one for school?
They're all the way in the valley, Kalihi Valley.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back there.
Right. The other one on School Street is...
School Street could be Oceania. Is that...
No, there's a big health center over there. And then you have Moms on a Mission here, Navi in Hawaii.
It used to be Hospice Hawaii.
Right.
So we do give for the children that are in hospice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And then Hugs. Hugs is another one of our partners. So we partner with
Tutu
that.
And Me?
Tutu and Me is our brand new partner.
The Big Island?
They do Big Island. They do here as well.
They do here too?
All over here. Yes.
Oh.
And we just started doing some kupuna diapers with them as well.
Yeah, you got to have them call me up.
Yeah.
Love to do a story. So, guys, we are going to do a story on Aloha Diaper in the next couple of issues. So look out for that. But the reason why we're talking about it, you know, I saw them at Windward Mall, thanks to Savi Makalena, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago. We had the caregiver workshop at, Kupu's Ho'opono Center last week. Mm-hmm. And met you guys, Joy, and was it Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
And I when I see these things and find people giving back, it's just very important for all of us. You know, there's a very famous saying many years ago. I've said this before on the radio, is that, you know, we all need to give back to the community in some form or fashion. It's the rent we pay to live in this earth, let alone taking care of our Aina. But it's just really, really important to give back and support each other. And I'll tell you, if, you know, attorneys are supposed to give 10% of their time pro bono. if we all, as residents on this island, gave 10% of our time, we would be a much, much better community. And so our part of Generations Magazine is really just try to encourage people, expose what, like yourself, you're a retired retail person, mm-hmm. expose to different opportunities and things. I mean, did you actually retire?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So just imagine if you mm-hmm. didn't do this, what would you be doing besides mm-hmm. watching TV all
I
day
know,
long?
I know, right?
Maybe exercising, right. playing pickleball. But it's just really important to give back. And so yeah. I love this list of Wamanutta Health Center. Mm-hmm. That's big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our WIC program. So you know WIC program has been around for forever, but WIC does not...
WIC?
They do not What's give. WIC is a program that you can go to for your milk and your food supplies. But they do not supply diapers to families. Oh. But what we do is we help the WIC program.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I never knew that one. Mm-hmm. And then, so what's Lydia House?
Lydia House is another shelter.
Shelter?
Yeah, it's a shelter that we help.
Where are they located at?
They are I don't know if their location is disclosed because they're a shelter.
Oh, okay,
for them. Yeah.
We are Oceana?
Oceana. There are Micronesian families that we help. They're on King Street. Yeah. Right near Popeyes and Liliha and King, right in there.
And what about Family Hui, Hawaii?
Family Hui is another, just a partner of ours that just gives out. They're actually going to be doing something on the 9th over there at KPT, giving out for it with Keiki Oka'aina. I'm not Keiki Oka'aina, I'm sorry, KKV and some other.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did want to mention that a lot of our diapers that we receive come from a lot of diaper drives. So a lot of people do. We have a really great bunch of mothers out in Aiea called Mother Hustlers and the Tattoo Crew, and they always will drive diapers for us and give us so many diapers for kids. So we have a lot of people like that. We have different companies that will do a diaper drive. We'll do different things at Christmas or different holidays. Mother's Day is coming up, so a lot of different companies will do something, So we've had so many different companies support us. We've been really blessed from, like you said, 10% of their time should be helping and serving in the community. So we've been real blessed.
So how do you run this sort of, you're an executive director. How do you run this?
So I have a board. We have a board of directors. We have an executive board. Kathy Kirch that you met is our vice president. She does all of our social media.
Yeah, guys,
our marketing.
Just Google. I tell my son, just Google. You have a question, just Google it. You find everything. Yeah. I simply Google it, Aloha Diaper Bank. Click on that. But what I like about it, I was telling you before the radio show started, when I go on websites, I check people out. I check companies out daily. And it's nice where your website's fitted on my smartphone because some websites are not. Mm-hmm, and you can't find things on there. It's so small. And you're trying to click on something with my big-ass fingers here and I can't get it exactly. So I like that. It's really good. So, guys, Aloha Diaper Bank, we're talking about just donating diapers.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have an executive director and the rest are all volunteers?
Mm-hmm. Volunteers. Wow. We're all volunteers. Oh, I even am a volunteer.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, we're volunteers.
So about how many volunteers do you have?
Oh, my gosh. So our board consists of 10 people and we have about another 10 volunteers that volunteer with us. Other than that, packing diapers, wrapping it. When we give diapers to an agency, we actually rewrap them. We wrap them.
What do you mean? Take it out of the
wrapper? Take it out of the box, really? And we wrap them in 25s.
Really?
And the reason for that is that it's easier for the agency to handle that when they go do home visits. They'll visit a family. They'll give them 50 diapers. I'll be back next month or next week with another. It allows them to do home visits. And, we get all kinds of diapers from Huggies and Pampers and Cuties. I mean, there's all kind of different manufacturers, right? So we'll bundle it together and give it to them.
Wow, yeah. That's fantastic.
So with the Kupuna diaper, though, what we try to do is make them just give them cases of diapers.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Aloha Diaper Bank, Annie Kamatsubaro. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits, for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed mortgage banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. In fact, I'm a sponsor, guys. And as you guys know, I got involved with seniors 20 years ago with my reverse mortgage business. So, I was telling you, when I got this business, I left Bank of Hawaii in 2002. And I was like, my friend said, you know what a reverse mortgage is? I said, kind of, but no. And when I did the research on aging in Hawaii, aging in a country, it was a scary thought. And so my friend goes, yeah, it's something that people are going to need down the road. And you know, after about a year, I started my own TV show with Dr. Cullen Hayashida on Olelo. Mm-hmm. We did Kupuna Connection. Mm-hmm. And then I did my own show called Today's Kupuna. And then we started radio back in, I think it was 2003 or 4. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this a long time. We've done over several hundred radio shows, and we've done so many nonprofits that serve seniors like yourself. So it's my community service, give back, but we're also trying to connect the dots. Like, we're trying to connect you with different people and different organizations. Mm-hmm. Like, when we do our big aging in place event at October 1st, mm-hmm. we want to push that. Mm-hmm. It's at the Alamon Hotel. Awesome. We typically get about 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get way more than that this mm-hmm. year because we've got to pent up demand for all our information. So, no, really, it's mm-hmm. huge. But thanks for coming in, Annie. Mm-hmm. Annie with Aloha Diaper Bank. You know, it's important to support our sponsors and our partners in our magazine and our radio show. So thanks to Financial Benefits Insurance and Margaret Wong and Copeland Insurance. And anything in need, you know, we're Hawaii's resource magazine. So go to our website, generations808.com, or you can contact me and I can get you a referral. But Annie, so I was, mm-hmm. you know, what also triggered me about wanting to talk to you is that about three weeks ago, I saw a statistic about Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, Japan's the oldest country in the mm-hmm. world. They have more people over 65 per capita than any other country. Mm-hmm. They live longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess Okinawa's too, mm-hmm. which is the biggest one, right? But mm-hmm. I saw and heard a statistic recently that more diapers are used for seniors than babies.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. Then I thought about it, Japan. Mm-hmm. See, about 10 years ago, I meet the cat boy every first Friday of the month with Kupuna Caucus. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not during the pandemic, but virtually. And the University of Hawaii did a study about aging. And, of course, Japan and then Korea is pretty close. So there's a Scandinavian country that's up there in the top five. And then they did a study about Hawaii and mm-hmm. our aging. And we're 10 years behind Japan. Mm-hmm. So probably by 2040, I believe the statistic is like 30% over 65. We're at 23-24% mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. But as a baby mm-hmm. boomer, is that big wave of mm-hmm. boomers coming up, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to fit in that category. So you look at, can you imagine 30% over 65?
Yeah, we're getting there.
There's more people over the age of 50 than under the age of 50. Mm-hmm. If you saw the new AARP commercial, live half your life over 50.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big believer in quality of life, so I don't know if I like that. But I told my wife this morning that she'll probably outlive me, which is probably true. But yeah, it's amazing. So I was on your website, and it says you guys gave away 280,000 diapers?
Mm-hmm. Last year we did 330,000, and then just last month we did 14,000.
Last month is February.
February.
So we 14,000 divided by 30.
I'm sorry, last month was February. We did 21. This month we're at 14,000. We did 21,000.
21,000?
I don't know why, but I think our partners just kind of ramped it up. And then 14,000 so far this month, till this day. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you're right with the Kupuna
diapers. That's 666. If it's 30 a pack, 20,000, that's 666 packs. A month? Wow.
That's a lot of packs.
That's a lot of packs. So, who do you distribute with for seniors specifically? Is there any people specific?
So far with seniors, we've done Tutu Me. We just started Tutu and Me. We just started shipping over to Kauai.
Wait, Tutu Me is here now in Oahu?
Yes, they are here.
Mm-hmm. Where are they located?
So they go all over. They're mobile, right? So they go all over. I know they come to Wynwood Mall. I think it's every...
Haven't called me. I saw them. Maybe it was Tutu's house I saw on a Big Island.
Okay.
But they have a Tutu's house on a Big Island.
Yeah. So we've done Kauai also, given diapers, Kupuna diapers. So it's a big need over there.
Really?
Bigger need.
We're distributing Kauai right now through Gather Federal Credit Union, the largest credit union there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And they have 7, soon to be 8 locations. They're building a location, I just found out last week, in Kilauea.
Wow.
I don't know if it's public or not.
And walk-ins. People walk in and we give them. Social media, you need diapers,
what do you
please
mean?
come down.
They go to you for
diapers?
Yeah,
they'll come down. They'll come down.
Now, is it the kids that really...
Yes, it's the caretakers.
Okay, guys. So
it
if
is
you have
caretaker.
A parent that, you know, at some point down the road, they're going to be incontinent, they're going to need diapers. Mm-hmm. I know some guys don't like to wear diapers.
So we had a lady just walk in the other day. She was looking for adult diapers in Ross. And I'm like, that's... Isn't that the wrong stuff? Because she could not.
Do they sell diapers at Ross?
No, they don't. So then, because she was there, she just happened to see our, window, and she came in, and we gave her a whole hand truck load of diapers.
Are you serious? You got to go talk to Ross's manager and get an employee meeting and say, hey, by the way, we're right next door. Yeah. If anybody comes for diapers, we kindly do not.
They have actually donated kids' diapers to us. They've actually done an employee diaper
drive.
You
should
drive,
do a mall event.
We're going to be doing that.
We did an event, a senior fair event over there in, I think it was January of 2020, before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We're looking at doing one next year.
Yeah.
A senior fair where we can do events.
So where it's the caregivers that need us. So the caregivers that come in and give us the leftover ones that after mom and dad pass, or the caregivers that come in, and a lot of times it's the wife. The caregiving wife that is on low income. Statistics-wise, you said 35%, 65% would be 55 and over. Is that what you just said? But statewide, 22,000 seniors right now are low income. So if they're low income or they're not jumping on their Medicare or Medicaid, and to get those diapers, you need to go through a system, which sometimes is hard for them.
It really
they don't
is.
Have computer.
And, if they ran out today,
right?
Wednesday, you're not going to get anything from an agency in a couple of days,
right?
Because of the process,
right? So we've learned this, and then there's different stages of an adult incontinency. So there's different stages of that insecurity that they go to. So a lot of times, a man that has prostate cancer, he needs it for that time that he's dealing with that. So we have briefs that they need to deal with. So that's something different. They're still walking.
What do you
still
mean by briefs?
I'm
really ignorant.
There's different kinds. There's diaper, we think of baby diaper, right?
Yeah.
You're lying down, you get a diaper.
You fasten it.
Yeah, you fasten it, on the side.
I'm trying to create a visual here.
Right.
I'm a guy, so I've changed my son's diaper, but I mean,
right, the old-fashioned fashion diaper. But there's the other kind where you just pull up, like an underwear, right? So we call it a brief.
Is that what adults use?
Yeah.
So they don't use the other ones?
If they are already bedridden and they cannot move, then they're going to use the diapers that we're used to seeing with the little the caps and the fats, right? Yeah. But if they're still walking around, but they still need an underwear because of incontinency, they need that brief because they're still going to work. They're still living life. They're still exercising. They're still doing all of that. So women as well as men, right?
So guys,
women are used to it because, you know, we've, but so, men, no.
So guys, the March, April, if Generations Magazine is out, is on our website. It's about cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of focus more towards men's cancer because I have like four personal friends of mine that have stage four cancer. Page 12 is my friend Elton Gu, who had stage four lung cancer and cured himself over a 2 or 3 year period.
Wow.
He's totally clear now. Page 12. And he's a personal friend of mine. Used to work together at the hotel, by the way, in the mid 80s. But I was golfing with a buddy of mine the other day. Prostate cancer, it's been 2 months. And a lot of people do. He goes, yeah, a lot of people still wear diapers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think about that. I didn't even know about that. I've not experienced it. Knock on wood, hope I never do. But guys, 50% of the you men here in the state of Hawaii are going to get some form of cancer. When I read that figure, that data that we did the story, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, good thing I did the story. So everybody I meet, I'm going to give you a special mail. I'm going to give you a magazine. Say, you got to read this thing.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. But I never thought about prostate cancer in diapers.
Right. Yeah. Well, any kind of surgery, right? Hip surgery, any kind of things that people are going through, they're going to need that. So, you know,
hip surgery too?
Yeah. Sometimes if you do hip surgery, sometimes you need that because you can't, you're not going to
I never thought about that.
So it's all different kinds of situations.
So guys, after you get finished that, you have leftover diaper, go to Aloha Diaper Bank in Windward Mall next to Ross's. I love Ross's, by the way, on Tuesdays.
Yes.
But yeah, please do. I mean, it's something that, first of all, if I'm a guy and I have to go to the store to buy diapers, I'm going to say it's for my son. Because I know you people get looks like you're buying diapers for yourself. Anyway, great mission. So volunteer, you still need more volunteers?
We do need volunteers to come down when we do a big diaper drive. So when we do that, we'll, you know, come down and meet us.
How do we know when the diaper drive
Just follow us on social media. When we start doing different things.
Like Facebook?
Facebook and Instagram. We're on all of it.
You're on Instagram too?
Jeez. Yeah, we're on Instagram too. Our Instagram is pretty awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Let me go look on Facebook. So who does that for you, Kathy? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she does everything for us. But I wanted to leave you with some statistics.
Yeah.
5.2 million children under the age of 3 live in poverty. This is nationally. An adult spends about $200 to $300 on incontinence products for themselves. $200 to $300. Because, of course, it's way more expensive.
I had to go pick up diapers for a relative of mine. Hang on. I said, serious? I said, My wife goes, yeah, it's you're going to Sam's Club, right? Well, you can go to Costco. Can you just pick it up for me? Okay.
Yeah. And then 65% of families are affected by that. So, you know, it just makes sense for us where we got the cakey diapers down, and now we're just going to move into our Kupuna diapers, which is a big, huge need. So
it's coming, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I was talking at the caregiver workshop we did Saturday. It's amazing. You know, I was talking to so many. One of the girls from she works for MedQuest. Now she's on the long-term care side. She's on the health insurance side. She's on long-term care side. He goes, yeah, it's going to be a big problem as our baby boomers get up in age and they're going to need services and programs and resources. But for guys, like I said, guys, you got to help. I didn't think about hip surgery, but prostate is huge.
And they're not that bad looking, you know, just saying.
Well, you're not going to wear it out in public, unless you're going to go swimming in it.
Even,
you know?
You know, even at home, it's not that, you know, not that bad looking. It's gray, and you just pull it on, and it's just like a underwear. So,
well, I do it. You know. I'm okay with first time experiences. Just to try it. But I'm saying, why? Mom asked, how does this look? But anyway, but so in terms of donations, how do people donate money if they
So you can come onto our website or any of our sites, and you can just push the donate button, and you can do dollars or diapers. So if you want to do diapers, come down and just donate diapers to us, or go into our Maui location or our Kauai location, and we have that up on our website. And if you want to do dollars, just hit the button. And
where is the Kauai location at?
Kauai location is right in Lehui. right there in Ahui.
Is it like in an office? Or
yeah, it's a great, Debbie Hinton is our Kauai contact, and she has a great business. She does a great business with they do help supporting, they do fertilizer for gardeners and big, big people.
Good.
So she designated a portion of her warehouse for Aloha Diaper Bank.
Well, we've got to get Gather Fed of Creating over there to support
you guys
as well.
She is our boots on the ground in Kauai.
Wow.
She does so much for us over there. And
what about Maui?
Maui, we're Kikioka Aina in Wailuku, and so they do a lot for us there as well, and people donate. So if you're donating to a certain island like Maui or Kauai because you're from there, and we have a lot of snowbirds that come and enjoy the different islands, we've had people from New York donate to Maui. So we keep the dollars in Maui, and we keep the dollars in Kauai, and we keep the dollars in Oahu. So
I saw statistics somewhere. I can't find it now, but how much diapers you donate a year to date? Over a million?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
we're almost there.
But I think on Oahu diapers alone, you've done, over 300,000?
Yep, 330,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So on your website here, I'm always on my smartphone. Mm-hmm. You have some sponsors here, MFS.
MFS is our shipping company, so Mercantile Shipping. So one of the big problems was we can buy diapers for a really good cost over in the States. How are we going to get over the water? So very great MFS in-kind service to us helps us to do that.
They ship it for free?
Mm-hmm. They help us to get it here.
They ship it for free? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
That's their in-kind service to them as far as their company goes.
Wow.
So we've been really, really blessed with them. All of our big diapers are stored there in their storage as well. So that's where
we store our big
diapers. We have pallets of
your
diapers.
Pallets of diapers?
Yeah, and then what we do is we bring it into our Windward Marl pantry area. We prep it for our and then we send it out. Mm-hmm. Right now, we had
pallets of diapers.
We have actually, and we go through them very quickly. By the way,
I'm sure. Well,
but we're donating some FEMA diapers over to Kokoa Tonga. So we'll
be
doing
that. What kind of diapers?
FEMA, so those emergency diapers.
Yeah.
So we have them. I wanted to make sure that we had a stock of emergency diapers for us as well, because once the ship stops, we're not going to be getting diapers. So we got to be in, So we have that, but we're going to be sharing that with our Tonga relief.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I see Zippies is on here as well.
Zippies. So Kevin Yim is part of our board and supports us. And in fact, he's our mentor to get this kicking off and started. So
great.
Zippies.
And our Kauai Chiropractic Clinic, how
yep,
they involved?
They do a perpetual diaper drive for us every single day. So if you're there, bring diapers, drop it off for them. So that's one of our support teams.
Oh, okay.
K&K Distributors, of course, that's my husband's company. They're a distributor. They distribute all your snacks and candies and everything.
Oh, wow.
All over.
And who's JPG?
And JPG is a marketing company. So they do our marketing and help us to do that. And then Elks Club, of course, the mothers from the Elks Club, they supported our potty packs. So we want to transition kids from diapers to potties and get them out of diapers. So if an agency has a potty training, we will give them a potty, girls or boys' underwear, and a little book that says I'll Pound Now, and we will donate that to their mission of helping their parents transition. So they've been a really good support and supported that program, our potty program.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's the future for you folks? You get more kupuna? Yeah.
Kupuna, and we're not on Lanai and Molokai yet, and I know there's need there. So we reached Niihau. We've gotten to the Niihau families.
Wow.
So we've given to them, but and just people knowing about us. A lot of people don't know Aloha Diaper Bank. So
you must have a lot of stories about.
A lot of stories.
Yeah. Can you share a few with us just so people get a better idea?
Well, stories of just families, even students. Students that are going and struggling. A lot of them are single parents, students, trying to make it through university, trying to make it through getting an education so they can help, just get into life. but they need diapers. So we've been supporting BYU students out there in La Ye and giving them diapers. I mean, you know, it's not unusual for them to say, we got 10 girls ready to give birth. So like, okay, but wow. There's students all over the island, young single students that need that help. That's one. Another, of course, are children cannot go to preschool unless they're either potty trained or they bring their own diapers.
Yeah,
so it's for sure. it prevents a mother from going to work because she cannot supply that to the child. So we've had that particular story happen, and I'm running down to give them diapers before the kids walking into preschool so that they have that so mom can go to work. So those are just some stories that we're there to help with that crisis. And during the pandemic, we saw a lot because people, of course, lost their jobs and needed that quick care from us.
So you have any upcoming events you guys can be, or drives you can be working on that we can get involved with?
So the upcoming events is just Mother's Day will be an upcoming event for us, just driving. And right now we do have diaper drops within the city. So we have one in Wahiawa. K&K Distributors is a diaper drop. We have different stores that support us. Sweet Seat Honey, which is out in Eva Beach or Kapolei. And Starbucks, Camp Shopping Center, has a box there that they wanted to support us. And so you can drop diapers wherever you want. We'll have it on our website.
You have a diaper box?
Yeah, they have a big diaper box. And if you want to donate to us, you can drop it there without coming down all the way to
Are there other places that have diaper boxes?
Yeah, on your website, it'll be all the drop sites.
On this website?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it. Where would that be?
I'm
on a Lord Diaper Bank website.
Right.
And where would that be?
You see, maybe Kathy. We were probably in transition of putting that on there, I think.
Okay.
We'll have it on there.
Yeah. So how do people, do they have to qualify to get a diaper? Do they just call you up?
They can call us. If they're in need right now, please call us so that we can help you. And then what we'll do is we'll get you to an agency to get you there. Yeah. So we concentrate on the low income in crisis and homeless. So if you have or you're a caregiver, I've had maybe two instances of grandparents have taken over the care of their grandchild. Twins, you talk about twins, and that was one of the things that happened for us. I'm a brand new caretaker for these twins, and I need diapers. So caretakers come in all different kind of sizes, right, and shapes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Guys, Aloha Diaper Banks at Windward Mall next to Ross's.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the, really, what side is that?
When you come out to Ross into the mall, we're on the right-hand side.
Yeah, right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know your website had a Ward Avenue website address.
Oh, yeah. That was our mailing address.
Oh, okay.
And then we're partnered in that space with Give Me a Break. So if you are a careretaker, you know, give me
if
a break.
If you're a caretaker, yes. And I know you guys do workshops a couple times a week or so.
Mm-hmm. We do workshops, play Hanafuda on Thursdays.
We play Hanafuda on Thursdays? What time?
We have 11 o'clock.
Oh, who does that?
11 o'clock. We just do.
Oh.
Our volunteers just play Hanafuda.
We did a story on Hanafuda in a magazine.
Yeah.
One of the ladies do.
With Helen? Did you do with Helen?
Yeah, I think we did Helen.
Yeah, so Helen trained all of us. We love to play Hanafuda. So she trained us. Now we're the Hanafuda experts or whatever. And
we
so
do
people
a story.
I'm
always looking for stories. That's great because we're trying to get people out of the house. Mm-hmm.
And then every other Thursday, Joe Ahuna, he's a lawyer. He volunteers his time and he teaches ukulele in the space.
That's one of my lifelong things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, it was either that or piano, but I figured piano may be a little too hard.
And then in our space also, we have some pop-ups. We have a lot of vendors out there, especially if they're doing cakey items that wanted to give back to us. So they would do, you know, online sales. And it was this week, 10% would go to Aloha Diaper Bank. So they loved us so much and we love them so much that they pop up in our store. So if you come down to Aloha Diaper Bank, we not only are doing diaper distribution, but we have a little area where we have their items.
Hmm.
So we have Kiki Cow Cow. We have all kinds of different items there. So come
down. So guys, if you want to donate money, just go to AlohaDiaperBank.org or just Google it. That's what I always do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to understand not only the giving portion, but there's so much need out there. And I would have never thought about diapers if I didn't run into you and see a Laura Diaper Bank. But volunteers as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just go down to Windward Mall if you live on, especially if you live on a Windward side. If not, H3 makes everything easy nowadays.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I took my parents to Vegas the other day from Valley of Temples to the airport, like 15 minutes. That's nothing, especially with H3, you know. But it's really, really important to give back some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that you came from retail. So is it just because your experience with your children in diapers? What really drives you to do this?
Well, it's a child. Bottom line is child abuse starts if there's no diaper. Right. So, and of course, their health. So, if I could solve all the children problems in the world, I'd love to do that. You know, from trafficking to, you know, abuse to all of that. But one little diaper can make a difference to a whole family.
Yeah.
So to stop that, for me, that's my passion. It's the end result is a child.
Yeah.
Getting a clean and dry diaper. You know that. Do you have grandkids yet?
Excuse me, I'm only 62.
Okay.
But I know a person who's 44 to have grandkids. Gonna have the second grandkid pretty soon.
Yeah.
44.
Yeah, but you never would want that, right? Even just for.
Well, I had started late. I had my son at 44, so it might be a little while before we have a grandkid in our family.
Oh my gosh, they're better than the kid. So it's
yeah.
You want to give them everything.
Yeah. But yeah. Thanks so much, Annie. I appreciate you. Windward Mall, Aloha Diaper Bank. Check them out. Just Google them really easily. Please donate. Please volunteer. Spend some time over there. And if you love Hanafuda, every Thursday, 11 a.m.
Yep.
So great, great, great story, Annie. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Please give back to your community in your area. And if you can afford it, donate time and donate money. But we all need to support our communities here. Every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 a.m. Thank you very much, everybody. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.